It is August 23rd, 2023, and it is 1:40 p.m. This is a recorded public hearing held by the Washington State Board of Registration for Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, which I will refer to during this hearing as the Board. My name is Ken Fuller, and I am the Director of the Board and presiding officer over this hearing. This hearing is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to the Board's proposed rule changes to Washington Administrative Code, or WAC, Sections 196-09, Board Practices and Procedures, 196-12, Registered Professional Engineers, and WAC 196-33, Rules of Professional Practice for Licensing Designing On-Site Wastewater Treatment Systems. This is a public hearing being held virtually and in person at the Board's office located at 605 11th Avenue Southeast, Suite 201, Olympia, Washington. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice numbers WSR 23-14-089, parentheses 196-09, comma, WSR 23-14-091, parentheses 196-12, and WSR 23-14-088, parentheses 196-20.
It should be 33, Ken, sorry.
Okay, 196-33, correction.
Sorry about that.
With the Code Revisor's Office on June 30th, 2023, and by posting notice of the hearing and attendance instructions on the Board's website. The proposed rules are available on the website, so go to the Board's website, which you can find by typing in www.bbrpels.wa.gov, and look for the rulemaking activity tab located on the homepage. These rule changes are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 1843.035 and RCW 35.05-05. 020. The Board is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we're audio recording this hearing. The Board encourages anyone attending this hearing to ask questions and provide their comments today. If you do not wish to speak today or tonight, you may also submit written comments to the Board to Shannon, S-H-A-N-A-N, dot Gillespie, G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E, at borpels.wa.gov. So that's BRPELS.WA.GOV. All written comments must be received by the Board by August 25th, 2023 at 11:59:59 p.m. So, depending on the complexity of the comments and questions, it's unlikely that the Board will respond to your questions or comments today. Instead, the Board is gathering all questions and comments, both oral and written, for comprehensive review. Based upon that review, the Board will consider whether these proposed rules should be revised. Should the Board decide not to make any substantive change to the proposed rule, the Board will provide written responses to every and all of your comments and questions in a single written document called the Concise Explanatory Statement. This will enable you to see all comments and questions and the responses in one location. The Concise Explanatory Statement will be posted on the Board's website and will be provided to anyone who makes a comment today or during the comment period. Also available to everyone, because it'll be on the website. If no one attends the public hearing, which we have one, so I will skip page 4. Before we begin public comment, has anyone else signed into the meeting would like to provide public comment?
No. No others.
Okay. So we will take comments on proposed language for 196-09 first. And we'll move forward with the others once everybody is finished on each section. So, if there are attendees that wishing to make comments to WAC Chapter 196-09. So at this time, we will call on you to sign in to speak regarding proposed changes to WAC 19609?
There's no one.
No, so we will pretend that that is complete. Is there anyone else in attendance who wishes to comment on proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19609? Hearing none, thank you for your participation, comments, and anybody that's written in, really appreciate it. So moving on to WAC Chapter 19612. At this time, we'll call on those who signed up to speak regarding proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19612.
I don't believe we have anybody.
Okay. So if there's anyone else that would like to speak about it that didn't sign up, this is your time. Hearing none, thank you for your participation and comments. We will now go to WAC Chapter 19633. So at this time, I'm calling on those who signed up to speak regarding the proposed changes to WAC Chapter 19633.
No one has signed up. Comment.
Okay. So is there anybody in attendance who wishes to provide comments on proposed changes to WAC Chapters 19633?
Nope.
Okay. Well, everybody that is in this meeting and everybody that will hear this recording, thank you for your due diligence and your thoughts and your help and your comments. And at this time, I'd like to ask whether anyone wishes to make further comments on these rules. Hearing none, you may also submit written comments to the board, to Shannon Gillespie, by Friday, August 25th. 2023, 11:59:59 PM. So the final statement now is, the board will consider all your comments and questions and determine whether revisions to the proposed rules are needed. If no substantial changes are made, the board will prepare a concise explanatory statement for each rule filing, summarize all matters presented, including all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules, and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to those who have made oral written comment and also be provided on our board website. It is now 1:48. PM. This hearing is now adjourned.
Thank you.